Smell that?
It's the airing of a lot of dirty laundry.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, what happened?
On Star 102.5.
Well, we talked to Dan, got his side of things as he's trying to find out what's going on and what happened with Joyce. So now it's her turn. Hey, Joyce, how you doing?
Oh, my gosh. I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good. Okay, so let's get right to it, Joyce. We heard from Dan, and he wanted to help wanted us to help track you down a little bit because he told us that you guys knew each other from elementary school. You ran into each other at a bar. You went out for a date. He thought everything went really good. He really likes you. And he's a little surprised he hasn't heard back from you. So what's going on?
Oh, man, this is embarrassing. To be honest, he kind of, sort of, absolutely dresses like a 60-year-old man at a barbecue on the beach.
Oh, boy. Okay. I mean, what, like Tommy Bahama? I mean, what?
I'm talking like cargo shorts, little Hawaiian print flamingo, short sleeve button up, thingy, long knee high socks, the white thick sole sneakers. It was bad.
Dan needs to stay out of my closet.
Two of us just looked down at what we were wearing and went, oh.
Well, I mean, Joyce, now, did you like him? He said you guys had great conversation. It was fun to reminisce. You've known each other since elementary school. Mm-hmm. Did you like him?
All of that was fantastic. He was really sweet. We had a good time. But I honestly think I was embarrassed. And, yeah, it was,
I feel like these are things that you can kind of coach someone a little bit.
In the grand scheme of life, this is a problem I would take any day of the week.
Here, put this on instead. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like it would just take a lot of work to, like, make him look normal.
Wow.
Oh, I've heard that once or twice.
All right. Well, you know what? We have Dan on the line with us. All right, Dan.
Well, Dan, so you wanted to know, and apparently she doesn't care for the way you dress.
It's my look.
And that's that.
Dan. That's my look. That's fantastic. Okay.
No. You see, like, he actively chooses to dress like Steve Irwin. Like, I don't know if there's anything that can be done.
Cranky.
Okay. Well, she doesn't care for the Steve Irwin look, Dan. So, I don't know. Look, I don't want to tell you to change. I mean, you know, if you would dress the way you want to dress.
Yeah.
Although, I don't see this as really a huge deal either way. I mean, what do you think, Dan? Do you want to meet her halfway and maybe go shopping together?
I will take you shopping tomorrow.
She'll take you tomorrow.
There we go.
I don't know. I feel like I'm selling out if I do that.
He's got to stay true to his core.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well,
but I'd really like to see Joyce again, so let's do it.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to change.
Okay. Do you have any memories of how Dan dressed in elementary school, though, Joyce? I'm curious. Do you remember his look back then?
I remember how I do. His mom dressed him very nicely. And all of a sudden, you grow up.
I just need some help, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Or that's the problem. His mom is still dressing him.
No.
Okay. Well, all right. You each obviously have each other's contact information. You know, so you can take it from here if you'd like.
And now you can play dress up.
Yeah, go shopping or whatever you want to do, okay? You wanted to know, Dan, we helped you this far. Now you know. You're back in touch.
I'm going shopping tomorrow.
All right. You guys have fun. You guys get in touch with each other and work it out. Thanks for being on the show. Take care.
All
Thanks.
Be careful.
Bye. Don't save the drama for your mama. Share it with us.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, what happened on Star 102.5?